Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The right fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Brandt Alia. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Hank Allen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Moore. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Barry Moore. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard fields the ball and throws to Moore covering. Safe. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Nelson trying to get to third. Unser throws the ball into McMullen, who tags Nelson for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew takes first base on ball four. Horton moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen takes first base on ball four. Unser moves to second. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields the ball and throws to second. Nelson drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Nelson. Unser scores. One out. It's Indians, 1, Senators, 1. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is walked intentionally. Peterson moves to second. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McDowell, and towards Nelson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Peterson moves to third. Howard moves to second. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is called out on strikes. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nelson is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Askew moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Howard takes first base on ball 4. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0 for 1 in the game. Alia strikes out. 1 out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howard moves to second. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard scores. Allen moves to third. It's 2-1, Senators. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields the ball and throws to McDowell covering. Safe. Allen scores. Casanova moves to second. It's 3-1, Senators. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore bunts towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Casanova moves to third. Brinkman moves to second. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. McDowell moves to second. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a pop-up towards first. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen juggles the ball. That's an error on McMullen. McDowell moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peterson. Horton reaches second base with a double. McDowell scores. There goes Cardenal trying to get to home. Peterson throws the ball into Casanova, who tags Cardenal, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Senators. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Horton scores. Askew moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McMullen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, Senators, 4. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Peterson hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0 for 2 in the game. Alia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Alves reaches second base with a double. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Haywood now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Dave Nelson. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alves scores. McDowell moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Casanova hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Holman pinch hits for Bill Haywood. Gary Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Holman moves to second. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Holman moves to third. Unser moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Senators. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 3 in the game. Peterson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops it up and throws to first, with Humphreys covering, for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Lemay pinch hits for Chico Salmon. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Askew moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Askew scores. May moves to second. It's 7-6, Senators. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to third. Harper moves to second. Two outs. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Casanova for a passed ball. May scores. Harper moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 7, Senators, 7. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Steve Hargan now pitching. Larry Brown now playing shortstop. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bernie Allen pinch hits for Hank Allen. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper. Allen reaches second base with a double. Alia moves to third. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Casanova is walked intentionally. Mike Paul now pitching. Mike Epstein pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein strikes out. Two outs. Tim Cullen pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cardinal, who is chasing the ball. Cullen reaches third base with a triple. Alia scores. Allen scores. Casanova goes all the way around to score. It's 10-7, Senators. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Unser hits a line drive towards the mound. Paul reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Allen now playing second base. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Tim Cullen now playing shortstop. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-8, Senators. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller strikes out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-9, Senators. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Askew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Indians 9. The Senators will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Duke Sims now catching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got four RBIs. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McMullen. The throw from Sims and he is out, Brown applying the tag. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-4 in the game. Peterson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Howard moves to second. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alia hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harper strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 10. And Cleveland Indians, 9. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.